And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulsher.
Alrighty, welcome to a What Is Your What Wednesday edition here on Reinvention Radio. Steve Ulsher hanging out with the lovely Mary Goulet.
Hello. Hello.
And here on What Is Your What Wednesday, we discuss the tips and tools and strategies and shortcuts found in my New York Times bestselling book, What Is Your What? Discover the One Amazing Thing You Were Born to Do, which you can grab a free copy of at whatisyourwhat.com/free. That would be /free.
Okay.
That's all I got. All right. So last week we started talking a little bit about, well, we started talking about a lot of different things, but over the course of the What Is Your What Wednesdays, we've gotten into some pretty interesting discussions, and I thought I would introduce you to, well, let me just read you a quote.
Okay.
And let me see how you respond to this quote. And the quotes that I read here at the top of the What Is Your What Wednesday segments are typically found in the book, and this is no exception. This one is found actually at the very beginning of the book here in the
introduction.
In the introduction. All right, let me read this to you. This is by Edward Everett Hale, and I'm curious how you respond to this, Mary Goulet. Okay, the quote is, "I am only one, but still I am one. I cannot do everything, but still I can do something. And because I cannot do everything, I will not refuse to do the something that I can do."
Nice.
What does that mean to you, Mary Goulet? Like, how does that, when you hear that, what comes to mind for you?
Well, he says he's only one person and he can only do so much, but he's going to at least do something. He's going to keep doing something.
Yeah.
And when we were talking in another show about people get complacent, we are very habitual. We like to know, we kind of like to be mindless throughout our day.
Mm-hmm.
Get up, take a shower, get a cup of coffee, get dressed, go to work.
Creatures of habit.
Totally. And I think unless you have some type of trauma financially or physically or emotionally, anything, and you push through it, no matter what, move it forward, like Richard says, some people just give up and implode. They just don't bother.
Yep.
And this guy is suggesting push through it and try not to make, for me, try not to have something really critical happening in your life to open your eyes to doing that.
So let me ask you this. Do you believe that one person really does have the power to change the world?
To change the world?
To change the world.
How about something in the world?
Okay, how about or one community in the world?
This is a trick question,
isn't it? No trick questions, just trick answers. So what do you think one person can really impact what goes on either in their community or
absolutely
in their region or in the world at large?
Yes, I do. I mean, look at the Gates, Bill Gates.
That would be an example of one person who absolutely changed the world, or a Mahatma Gandhi, or some. But
Mother Teresa.
But those people are so few and far between, right? And I mean, there are people out there who are doing interesting things and have done interesting things, Dr. Martin Luther King, and so on. But it's like we can kind of name those people on one or two hands. And the question is, does that matter if you don't have massive impact? In other words, let's just say that you have the ability to, as Edward Everett Hale here says, to do the something that you can do, even if that something just impacts a few people. Is it still worth doing?
Okay, so that story about the starfish guy walking on the shore and throwing a starfish in.
You know what? I have heard that story so many times.
It's a joke in the National Speakers Association.
For the life of me, I must hate that story so much that I cannot recall it at all. Like, what is that story again? A guy's walking on the beach, he sees a million starfish.
And he just throws one in and somebody's like, "There's so many, why are you doing that? It's not making a difference." Made a difference to that one.
Oh, so, that's the... I like that. All right, yeah.
But, like, the work that I do, the feeble effort I make to help out the homeless teen center, you know, during the year, it does make an impact to them.
Yeah.
And then I send holiday bags of gift bags to homebound people in our parish, people that can't get out of the house. And we do that at the holidays. And we get stories back. We get notes in the mail. Thank you for thinking of me. So that's, what, 40 people?
Sure.
That's the 40 down south, 40 at home. To me, it's like, are you serious? I I'm not, that's not, that's very little for me to do, but it does make an impact.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess it really does beg the question, if you've ever heard the expression, to a second grader, a fifth grader is a god.
Right.
You ever heard that one?
Yes.
I like that one. You know, Wade is, you literally jumped out of the
other
studio
to come in here.
To come in here and hang out. Yeah. Wait, you are jumping. You're a second grader. I'm a fifth grader. To you, I am a god.
Exactly.
That's why you had to come in here and join
the
conversation.
You're also a dog. but I just wanted to mention, think about the famous people that you've read about that have had an impact,
mm-hmm.
and they'll be asking them about their motivation, and how many times have they referred to, oh, I had a teacher in third grade that did this one little thing, but that inspired me.
Yeah.
So butterfly effect.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, the ripples.
So yeah. Why are you asking this so cryptically?
Well, I'm asking this because my question to you and of course to you, our favorite listener, is as you look at where you are in your life right now, I think a lot of folks get caught up in the numbers. And in terms of I only have this level of success, or certainly in this social media driven influencer world that we are in, oh geez, I only have 200 followers, or I only have 100 people on my email subscriber list. And so the question is, and what I ask for you to really think about is, if I were to put you in a room on a stage in front of 100 people,
mm-hmm.
is that a gig you would take? Like Mary Goulet, let's just say, you know, you've done big speaking gigs, you've sold books, you've been on the radio, you've done all these things, and I said, Mary Goulet, there is an audience of 100 people, and they want to hear from you, Mary Goulet. Is that, would you in your mind feel like, oh, geez, you know, it's just 100 people?
Or no, I'd absolutely
do
it. I've had some of the most wonderful experiences, even speaking in front of 10, 20 people
mm-hmm.
about Go With Your Gut.
Mm-hmm.
There's
mm-hmm.
a level of intimacy. And
yeah.
if the energy is there,
yeah.
you know what I mean, with
yeah.
your topic and the audience?
Yeah.
If the energy is there, it's awesome.
Yeah. And so that's what I'm asking you then to think about is, even if you're not exactly where it is that you quote unquote want to be with your reach or your influence, or even if you're not completely clear on what your what is and the impact that you can have on the world or the people that you're most compelled to serve or whatever it might be, there are still people right now who are literally waiting and praying in some cases for you to show up in their life. And so the idea here of embodying this notion of you're just one person, but you still can do something, I think especially here with the holiday season upon us, it's a really important mantra to keep in mind that it's not about the total number of people per se that you can reach with your social media accounts or with your email subscriber list or people who might listen to your show or those sort of things. If the right message, I'm going to do a quote from The Fix. If the right message at the right time goes into the right ear, then what's the rest of that song? You know,
I have
you're talking about The Fix. I'm showing my age here. Maybe Kelly knows the lyrics of that. Wade's looking them up right now. But the point being, you just never know. You just literally never know when that one conversation.
Well, and to your point about that, I really believe one-on-one, face-to-face, phone call
mm-hmm.
or in person. And this year I'm doing something different with my Christmas cards. I'm handwriting them instead
Ooh.
Of buying canned ones.
Nice.
Just that personal note. Because what is really wonderful about you go to the mailbox and you have your bills and then someone just took a time to say hi.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we're losing that human touch, that element of the human touch
sure.
because we're so, oh, I just said hello to everybody on Facebook.
Right. My work is done.
Right?
Yeah. yeah.
And
yeah.
the
no,
people that are really taking. Important to me. So, oh dear, I just said that out loud with you in the room. You will get a card.
Yay! If I don't get a card from you, Mary Goulet, yeah, no, that's awesome.
You
so,
know what I mean? Just,
yeah.
Even if it's only 10 people,
mm-hmm.
just the effort, it's going to make a difference in someone's day.
Yeah. And so as we move forward here into the new year, that's certainly something that I would ask for you to keep in mind, is it is, it's important, but more importantly, it really is crucial for you to connect with someone. Even if it's someone that maybe you haven't spoken to for years, maybe it's a family member, maybe it's a friend, maybe it's someone who has read one of your posts or whatever it might be, reach out for someone and make that one-on-one connection.
Yeah, and here's another thing. Think about charisma, like Bill Clinton. There are certain people in the world that are noted as, when you're in front of that person, yeah, no one else in their life matters except you.
Yep, yep.
And doing that with our kids.
Yeah.
Putting our phones down and actually eyeball to eyeball.
Yep. So I am only one, but still I am one. I cannot do everything, but still I can do something. And because I cannot do everything, I will not refuse to do the something that I can do. And that is the thought of the day and the teaching here out of the book. What is your what? Discover the one amazing thing you are born to do, which you can find at whatisyourwhat.com/free. So keep that one in mind, my friends. From Mary Goulet and Richie Otey and White Wade, I'm Steve Ulsher, and we will talk to you guys next time here on What Is Your What Wednesday. Take care, guys.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulsher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Ulsher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.